in Joe's notes about the folks who lived in the various houses in Bradford, we seem to have overlooked Moore Street. So we're in the process of doing Moore Street. It's a bright Sunday afternoon, and we'll see where it goes from here. At this point, we're doing a car check. Get the tape recorder set up in here, and we'll see whether we can hear it or not.
They're all flashing.
This here lot here, where the house here is, here, was a garden that belonged to A.E. Scanlon, and it was a wire fence across the front.
This is the south
southeast corner.
Southeast corner of Moore.
Southeast Moore, Queen Street. Yeah. Well, then when you turned and went down Moore Street, there wasn't. It was a high board fence, 6 feet high, and there wasn't an entranceway off of that until you got down to Frederick Street.
This is on the east side.
On the west side. Yeah, east side. Yeah.
East side.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, well, you see here in the corner here was, I think in Cawley's map here. Where's the same Cawley's map?
We're looking now at Cawley's map, and the southeast corner of Moore and Queen shows it as a vacant lot. That's what Joe was saying, was Scanlon's garden.
And old Mr. Gap used to work the garden, and that we us kids from school would steal stuff out of them, and then we'd get to hell when we went to school. Because George Atkinson sitting up in the fourth room, he could see us doing it. But you see, from there on down, vacant lot, see, there was nothing. From there, all the way down, there wasn't a fence or nothing. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Stevenson's, and then the vacant lot, and then Dr. Stevenson, that's where the manse is now. And then
that's where the nursing home is.
Nursing home, right, yeah. Then, yeah.
They did have a lane come out or two.
No, there wasn't. Just a straight board fence all the way down there.
Right down to Letitia.
And that's where there was a board sidewalk there. And that's where us kids used to walk to school and ride our wagons or whatever the heck we wanted to do down there.
Yeah.
But, then in the wintertime, we'd sleigh ride down. And we had so that there would be two ruts for little wee small sleighs, you know, and they wore right into the thing, right down to the board sidewalk, and you'd holler like hell for everybody to get out the rope, because you couldn't get out of the rut. Sometimes we got down here to, where was the church, George Simpkins here. We got down in here, and then there was
Joseph Street.
And then, right here, this place here, and Shorty Church was coming, either Shorty or Jack was coming, they paddled milk in the little wagon, and they didn't get the hell out of the road, and Jesus, we upset them. That was a picket fence there from down there, at Belfry's. Have they got Belfry's here?
Simpkins.
Across the road from Simpkins.
Simpkins Gardens. Broomfield?
Simpkins Gardens.
Simpkins Gardens.
Letitia Street is this one,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Now.
Mrs. Hirsch?
Where is he? Message to Martha. That Mrs. Hirsch, and that was it. From there down here, there was a picket fence, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there, and it was only, what, 3 feet, four feet high. And it was painted up pretty nice and that. And run right down to Joseph Street.
Street, yeah, okay.
And then from Joseph Street. Well, then there was no other. Then there was the house on the corner of Simpkins, which shows you there.
Mm-hmm.
That was there. And, but then you see there was no houses in here whatsoever.
No.
Only on the...
only on the west side.
Only on the west side, yes. And that house is still there. We used to call that the... I kind of flipped my mind here now.
Now, when was the lot on the southwest corner has been the Catholic church for quite a while.
It's been the Catholic. And what it was, there's sheds that run from about where that blue box is sitting there now. The sheds run right from there up to Rosa McEwen's house up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were big long. And then they turned and made a left-hand turn. No, wait a minute. Whoa, I'm wrong. Because there was a Dr. Stevenson's house was in there. Hasn't he got a mark here?
Stevenson. Yeah, yeah. It was Stevenson.
And that was it from there to there. That's where the sheds run there?
No, right over here. Here.
Oh, sorry.
Here. There's Stevenson right there.
And
that's Stevenson.
The school.
Yeah,
Catholic school, all right.
Yeah, Catholic church.
And then across, and then the public school. Well, that's right opposite there. There was a row. Well, you can see it there now. There was a row of trees there, and a cement sidewalk, and that's where we used to have to march up into church, or into school every day.
And those two trees that were there?
They were still there.
They were still there until they built this addition. We're looking at them. They took them out this summer. I don't know when they went out, but they went out sometime.
They went out just lately,
yeah. They went out
and
they were,
and there was, I would say maybe 4 or 5 right up to the, and the sidewalk was wide. I'd say the sidewalk would be 6 feet wide, 5-6 feet wide. We used to all have to line up every day going up to the school.
Okay, now the Catholic church that was there would be about the size of the old, or present Anglican church. Would that be about it?
No, I think it was smaller than that, if I remember. It was only, let's see. I would say now it, well, there's no sense of saying because of the kid trying to how many feet wide it would be. And it's set over to this line, like, you know, to the, this street here, more this way.
Mm-hmm.
And then over in the other corner was, of course, was the minister, the priest's house.
Yeah. Which is still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
And if we're sitting here just in the south, to the east of Moore and Rebecca, we look through, we can see the directory now. It's a big, fairly two-story, fairly big, substantial house with white aluminum siding on it and so on. And in amongst the whole little mini subdivision of houses here that have been built on what was the old Catholic Church property.
And I don't know when the Catholic House of the Manse was built for the priest, but it wasn't there. It's not there in College Manse, is it?
Well, there's something there. Just a second.
Let me take a look.
No, it just shows the Catholic
Church. It just shows you the Catholic Church. And then the sheds went this way, and then they went that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
then
the way
they
showed.
They were all tore down when I was starting to grow up, like, you know.
Even here on the 1924 map, it doesn't show any
sheds.
It shows the sheds.
Oh, it shows you the sheds. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it doesn't show
any residence
there. Anyway, so okay, all right. All right. Well, we'll take the part. Now we turn, we're coming down Moore Street. You drive down here now, as you come down just opposite to, this is Heard, isn't it?
This is Heard.
Heard, you know, on the left-hand side, there's the rear end of the senior's residence. And it exits right out onto Moore Street, but that entrance is all closed back in the old days. Just the board fence right along here on the left-hand side as we come down. Now,
that wire fence that's in along there, I think it was a wire fence between Stevenson's and Luke's. Luke's started.
The remnants of that are just the remnants of the wire fence. Gold page wire fence or remnants.
Yeah, that's what I think. And so then all that property from right there, went right down through, all belonged to Luke's.
There's nothing on the right-hand side here.
There's only this here house up here in Heard Street, which is Charlie Wilson's house.
The rectory for the church, even it doesn't show, there's no rectory that shows on the 1900 Collies map, and there's no rectory that shows on our 1924 map, so we're not too sure what
that is doing. That's here. Then this here other building here, right here now,
on our left, we have a small building.
Stucco. Helping Food Bank.
It's number 123. Moore Street Hall, number 123.
That was the double garage for Luke's to keep his cars and trucks, in, you know, his buggies and that in.
This is the rear end of the lot where we had the convent.
Right back, straight back at the convent. Yeah.
This is the Luke's, the old Luke's home, and this is the back of the convent. This presently now, was this, did people, somebody live in this house?
Yeah, who was it, that electrician? Henry Goble? Henry Goble. He turned around somehow or other, he got a hold of it and got it subdivided and turned it into a living quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think who the, this is, the barber's wife, Mrs. John Depew, lived in it for a while. She lived in it for a while, and I think she was the first one, if I remember right, because there was some hookup in through there somewhere. Well, then from there to the corner then was nothing but grass and gardens. All the rest was all grass.
So now this, where's just 123 Newer, this is the food bank.
That's where, Luke didn't have this when he moved. And then you see this is the back laneway for the people on Frederick Street to get into, but then
we have here now, this is called McDonald Lane.
That's,
and this is the line halfway between Frederick and Hurd, and this was one of the existing lanes still in Bradford, and the
that was for Geordie McDonald, you know, that did the builder that did the Presbyterian church. Well, then you got into this corner lot here, on the corner of, what is it, Frederick?
Yep, that's number 108. Number 108 Newark.
All right.
This was Dodger Collins.
Dodger Collins' house, but before Dodger Collins there was... Lorne West. Lorne West's father, Paul, created a part of a farm up on about the 13th line or 14th line of West Willenbury there, this side of Guilford. And to, what the heck was the guy's name? Harold. He's still living in Newmarket, Harold.
Thompson?
No.
This Thompson's. Thompson's lived here too. Yeah. They were back in 1900.
Thompson. Well, and that of course that's before my time. Yeah. But Harold. But well, this Harold, his father was a baker in Woodbridge, and I don't know what happened. He didn't like it in Woodbridge, but he got up here and he didn't like it here in Bradford, and then he traded the house to Paul West for the farm. Come to me, but not from me now.
Do you know Lorne West?
Yeah, I know. We call, his father's name was Paul.
I see.
Well, then that, I think myself, I don't know, I could be wrong. You know that piece of property that was in the paper where you're planting trees up there and number 15 side road, 10, no, 20 side road and the Guilford Road, you know there's a corner lot there? Just south of, well, I guess it's 89 Highway.
Yeah.
There was a corner light in. I think that was part of the West Farm, right? You know,
yeah.
I wouldn't say for sure, but
I think
know.
You're right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
so then the Wests were here, and then anybody else, you can remember who lived here? Well, we got Dodger Collins. Dodger and Gene lived here.
Yeah, but then I don't remember.
Yeah, this is one of the older homes in Bradford.
Yeah, it
really
is.
One of the, it goes back. It's been one that's always been well maintained, well kept, and well looked after.
And then the sheds here used to go along McDonald's Lane here, and went along the back there, and then it was hooked into the back of the house, and that's where the barns, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that's where they kept their woodshed and shed for horse, you know, horse shed and that. Buggies and that, and that was
it. Before they built the two-car garage.
Yeah, that was before
the two-car garage.
I don't think that was all new. I think they tore down everything.
Okay. Now, as we come down here, we're coming up on Frederick Street. The street that goes from here down to Barry Street used to be called petition.
Petition, yeah.
But in order, because it creates serious problems for our emergency people now, they've taken them and did away with Letitia Street, so this street is all known as Frederick Street. And on the southeast corner of Frederick, we have 95. Frederick and Moore, we have number 95.
And that's where the picket fence went from there down to the corner of Joseph.
Joseph
went down there.
About three or four houses.
And first that I remember being in there was Ogilvy the tailor, George Ogilvy the tailor.
In this house here, 95?
In that house, the tailor. Well, then he passed away, and his wife, or sister, was there for a long, long time after that.
What do they got? What's all they got here?
Okay. Frederick and Moore. He's got Simpton Gardens. Mrs. Hirsch. Mrs. Kirch. Hirsch?
Wait a minute. The t-shirt is down here. No, this is the t-shirt back here.
Yeah. So this one right here, you see, would be Mrs. Kirch. Carriage?
And James McKinstry, this here house here across the road here.
This is down the other way. It's the other side. It's the other side here. Oh, James McKinstry.
Well, there was no, there was an old frame house there that belonged to... shut her off.
Belonged to...
Stop.
Somebody was Moore. Moore, I think it was Moore. That don't sound like it, huh? Anyway, Jim Armstrong owned that old house in the front. That one is still there. Just the front part of that house is still there. And Jim Armstrong traded to this fellow from the 10th line across from the Mount Pleasant Cemetery. And that, because Jim Armstrong had gotten a bad accident. And took it up all the leaves and everything else. So the doctor, especially, he had his lawn or somewhere down there. But the only thing for him to do was to get out behind and walk behind the plow. So he said Jim Armstrong was never known to work in his life before. He plowed the whole goddamn 100 acres by with an ornery walking plow. But then after that, his feet, knees come back to normal.
That's Mrs. Okay, so really we're talking here on the east side of Moore from Letitia or Frederick down here to Joseph. There was a 3-foot high picket fence.
Yeah.
And there were no houses?
Yeah, this house was here.
This house was here?
This house was
and
here.
This is this, where the old
one was. Other one here.
What about this house?
This house was here too. It was the town cop, Simpkins.
Simpkins, okay.
Isn't Simpkins the
name? Well, it shows Simpkins, which is called Simpkins Gardens, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Simpkins.
Well, then from here on down was Simpkins Gardens, and when I was a kid, George Simpkins, he was a plumber and tinsmither and that, and started electrical in Bradford, and he lived in that house. Then he built the new house where Bateman was there.
So, but the one here right on the corner, this
was
is number, this is 94? According to our thing.
Oh, 94 in the Brandon Pole.
Yeah,
and that was George Simpkins, and he was a town cop for years and years.
That would be what, from 19...
Well, when I was a kid, let's put it that way.
Okay.
I would say up till the 30s, and then...
From 1915 to 1930.
And then I don't remember who was it in there after that. Adley Keeney was in there. And I don't know whether it was his wife that stayed on. I think his wife stayed on after he died and Addie Cleaney got bored with him. Here's where I always thought there was, down back of here when we were kids, this little gully you see down there, it always flowed water. And there was a little box here in the corner. And we'd lift the lid in the box and get a drink of nice cold water. But I thought there was a tank here, but it doesn't show it, so we can't lift that one. The water. Somebody said, well, why would there be a stream running down there? I said, the water comes out of the hill, so.
Well, it didn't show, I know.
No, it wouldn't show.
It would be down in about here someplace. Here's Mueller, you see, and here's this. There's no lane.
No, there is a laneway because, isn't it marked here somewhere as a laneway?
Well, it's marked in here as a lane, but it doesn't show, see, that's where those cars are parked, you see. They've got it closed off, and some of the people have fenced it in.
I think in back here, there's a lane, the laneway came from that tree, the row of trees, back this way, because Mary Saint up there, Mary Saint, and that. Because there was always an argument of who owned that goddamn back lane.
They possessed it.
Well, here, you remember a little while ago here when they were going to a lot of these streets, laneways and that? Well, they had Stewart's name on here. Oh, geez, when she found out where this lane was, she raised hell, so...
there's no sign on anything.
No, there isn't.
Okay. What about this 91 across here?
That's a Moore, that Moore house that I'm telling you. The front part was the old original house.
Like this?
No, from the veranda there where the veranda starts.
Oh, yeah.
From there in front. That was the old...
Was this High Park part of
no,
it?
No, that's where it was all at. It was just a little square house there.
This part here. This is the north... The northeast corner of Joseph and Moore. This house actually fronts on Moore on Joseph Street.
It fronts on Joseph Street.
Although right now it shows as 91 because there's been the big addition was added to this house.
That's 91 Moore Street now, is it?
The 91 Moore Street, but they've given it. It's not the original house.
No,
the original
it's not
house
the,
is at that
just
corner. And that was where the Moores lived.
That's
and
where
what did they do?
Well. I don't know to tell you the goddamn truth what the hell he ever did. I know the boy went to school the same time as I did. And then, as I said, Jim Armstrong owned it. How Jim Armstrong got it, I don't know. Shirley bought it. She doesn't remember nothing about it. And then, so then he was up on the 10th line and moved in from there, and Armstrong went up on the farm up there. But you see here, you can kind of see. I don't know, it's all blocked out now. You can see the little creek coming down through here.
Yep,
no,
sure.
Running water. Now, then George Simpkins lived in there, in that house, I would say up till 1923, up till the 20s and that.
This one where Moore was.
And then I think Moore took over after that, if I remember right. Maybe I was. Well, then he built this new where the big tall chimney is there. He built that, and them down, and Archie built the new house here and there, brick house there. And then he had the whole. Well, it's got here Simpkins Garden.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then he built the house on Simpkins Garden along the west fence.
But these houses front down here onto James Street, don't they? These houses front onto James.
I think they do. Yeah. Well, then here, where this one here, what the hell's the number of this one here?
That'll
73. 73, just over top of
73, yeah. 73.
All right. Now then, you go back far enough in history, old Cook. Fred's father owned a livery. Remember where Desette was telling us about Cook going up to meet the train up above Desette's house there?
Oh, yeah.
King Horse, well, he owned from here down to where Brackwell's shed, where Drakeman's shed is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He went from there down and right down here to the thing. And it was all sheds and like, you know. Well, then there was another outfit come in there after that, Broomhead.
Mm-hmm.
Built a big frame old house.
He's the one that's on that map, on Crawley's map.
And Broomhead?
Yep.
Well, then that was it. Then he was,
And what did they use the sheds for?
Well, as near as I can figure out, they would store buggies and that. It used to come in the entranceway. It used to come in off of, what the hell street is that there?
That's Joseph.
Burchard? No.
That's just a lane, isn't it?
Right
down here.
Is this?
That's just a lane. When the next one down here is just a lane.
Is it?
Yeah, for sure.
Here's
Joseph, you see.
I don't think so. I think that's the street there.
Okay.
All right. Go down a little bit further, we'll see. And Broomhead then, what the hell they did, I don't know, but when I knew them, here's the street here.
Yeah, well, this is James.
gained away.
I was thinking here on the left.
Now then, this is where the end of the sheds came right here. And then the Cook's property took over from this fence on down.
Yeah.
And then Cook's owned two or three lots down, only one house on it. That's Cook's house there.
Yeah.
And there's only that owned right down to there's two or three lots in there, and it was right down. Oh, the little wee small house is down here. When I was a kid, was
okay, right. Well, this, but this one here, this one, I don't know if you can see, but this the one here, it's the, I don't know, bluey, bluey,
yeah,
green,
that's the one
bluey,
where,
green, clapboard.
Yeah, that's the old original,
can't even see it. It's all hidden by the tree.
Yeah, well, you've got a number here, haven't you? Or have you?
Yeah, well, number 65 or 51, I don't know which it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, we know which one it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it, and that's the old original cookhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that was where, in one of, I got a book of the house here. Greg Cook's memoir book where he wrote when he was going to school, what he did each and every day. And then next to that was the garden and then this and that and the other thing. And down towards where the little house was here. In the little
there was nothing more here on the right-hand side. Probably.
Nothing here on the right-hand side, no. And it belonged to brother bought it. The old man bought the lots, and then my brother bought it from the old man. Oh, this is what we used to call the Fox House here. It's old. They were farmers that come in from where the township buildings are.
The 11th line.
Yeah, 11th line. They come in from there. And then the Cook property came right down to the west side of that place.
This Fox, what we call it, the Fox House is the little house that sits right on the street.
Yeah.
They got like a wood.
Well, they're just covering that. It was a
stucco?
No, it wasn't stucco. It was bevel siding.
Bevel siding. And they're in the process of recovering it. It is a little old.
Oh, yeah. And the only reason why they're doing this now is to get insulation in there.
You can see the insulation
behind it.
And this was Fox, and then anybody else?
No, that Fox just came right to the corner here.
Right to the corner. Or
right to this fence here.
And
then Lee was the next one. He was on John Street, of course. Well, then on the west side here, on the left-hand side, was Frank Kilkenny's sheds, where his father manufactured, made furniture and
Caskets
and that kind of stuff.
And this is where the library building was.
The library building.
It used to be the library.
Yeah, and bought it off that, and that was it.
Where was May Fuller's place?
Oh, it was over on Church Street. I'll show you afterwards. But then you see, then from on the right hand side, where the go ahead. You want it? Is it working?
Mm-hmm.
And where the Farmer Plus is there, that's where Frank O'Kenny's house sat. Roughly in around there, that's where Frank, only a little bit further west than that. And he did that, and of course he owned it. Right. Frank's father was quite a, how would you say, quite a man to go ahead. And then the skate rink was over here on the left-hand side.
Yeah. And then there was an ice house down here just.
Well, that was a back of Webb's.
Back of Webb's.
Yeah.
But it's not there anymore.
It's not there. All those ice houses are gone, you know.
But it shows on the map that we have. It shows the ice house. How big would that ice house be?
Well, it all depends. Everybody built it according to what size.
What was it, 100?
Oh, no, it wouldn't ever get that big.
25 by 50.
I would say the ice house would be about the same width as what the
Webb store
was.
Yeah.
And it would be square like that, yeah. It'd be square like that.
So you're looking at what? 25 by square?
25 by square.
Yeah.
And, but Frank O'Kenny had a nice walk in front of his house here. And his
house sat over more towards the other end of Pharma Plus there. And there were a nice bunch of maple trees around there, but I don't know, some reason or other, old Frank didn't want the maple trees, and he cut it down. Well, everybody said, Frank, I'd give you 70 to divide all it for every tree. But he wouldn't go for that. But then the next year, he had to leave all the storm windows on because the goddamn place was so hot.
There, that would be his home right there.
Yeah.
Then there was a shed in here, right? See, there's the ice house. There's the ice house.
Oh, right there.
Oh, there was another shed there. This would be Kilkenny's house here. Set back in from the street.
Yeah.
This would be substantial, and then there's a shed here.
The shed there, and
And
then the run right up to where my brother's house here is now.
There's the ice house back there.
Oh, yeah. You see, they had quite a few. Well, then just down next to that, about where the beer store is there now, Douglas has had a hardware store and a butcher shop and that, and they had a nice house there. And then after that, there was up towards the end of where the beer store building is there, and towards the end of that, then later on, then Nick Burnside delivering milk for President Dairy, and there was a barn right along there, like a horse stable along. There's the boss.
There's the boss, yeah.
Yeah, there's the boss. And next to this here was Frank O'Kenny there with the park. That fire park, and there is Charlie Cavella's house for his shoemaking shop.
That's that little one that's still sitting there.
No, that's that one sitting there was Art Saint out on Ham Corner, and that out where St. McDonald was. Art had a two-story garage there, and so when he moved into town, he turned around and cut the thing, took the top story in the one part of the house.
Number 52, John West.
Yeah, one part of it was the downstairs part, and the other part was the upstairs part. Like, you know, and he made two houses out of it for his father and his sister.
Who built the liquor store?
Well, Art and Dad and them built the liquor store for James brothers, Ernie and Ralston. And built the liquor store then. Good conservatives.
And then with the Jameses, they owned the store.
Yeah, they built the building and owned the store, and I guess they got so much for rent of it and that. Now then, this is the west end of this house. The E.P. Snow, I think it was Crawley on Crawley's map. Is it E.P. Snow? Very sure, brother.
On John Street. On
John Street West, huh? Here's John Street here. Here's John Street here. That's Berry Street. All right, then Moore Street is here.
Here's Kilkenny. Snow. Let's see.
Well, then the other one on where Woodcock is living there. Well, Bowles has had the other house in there. He built that.
Timmons. And then there is the Snow. There is a Snow.
Well, this is right here. Snow. He was the. E.P. Snow, he was a tailor, harness maker and that. And the west end of that house was all that was left of mud brick. Mm-hmm. He wanted to tear down the whole mud brick and do away with it, but then the town wouldn't let him do that. He wanted to turn it all into a big building, but they wouldn't let him do that.
That's where Mark
Paulus is. No, Mark Paulus is the next one, and that's where Mark Paulus is. Finn? He was a jeweler. Parks.
Oh,
is Parks' name there as a jeweler?
No. It says
next to E.P. Snow. What's next to E.P. Snow?
Finn. W. Finn. And then on the corner it says Frame.
That's
Timmons.
in the corner when I was a kid. There was John Herman lived in there. He was a relation of ours, another stonemason. He got beat out of it by T.W.W. Evans. And then when it come time to bury his wife, died, and come time to bury it, they sent him, him for the, because he didn't even have a house to live in. They sent him the bill. Whoever sent him the bill, he said, well, you go and talk to T.W.W. Evans, because he got the house. Well, I don't know, there's a great big argument, and I don't know how it finally wound up anyway. But this was part of the, with the liquor store in this here, was part of the James's house, or who was that guy's name that was the butcher, the big butcher in the, that marina's property over there?
Webb.
No, it was before. Where's Churchill here? I get all mixed up in this name.
Okay, here's Church. Archer? Skinner?
Wood Street. Skinner. He owned all the land. Oh, wait a minute. Where the heck am I? He owned all the land back here, too.
That was all, shows here is all vacant lots.
Yeah, all vacant
Skinner
lots.
Owned all those.
All those lots.
Yeah.
Furniture. Yeah, they're all vacant lots here, and that's where they built the liquor store belonged to James. And across the road from that, here, this here house, Timmons.
Mm-hmm.
That's where May Fuller was. And May Fuller's house is right where the parking lot is at the Andrews.
Oh, okay, all right. So she was on the back, is on this Archer property down in here somewhere.
On the west side of Church Street.
West side of Church Street.
And
on that Archer property, what this phone is showing here, and Collie's map is the Archer property. That's where it
is. John and...
This is the way we're sitting right here. We're right here.
Wood Lane, well, all right then. Wood Lane, that's what they used to call Church Street years ago. Now then, okay, here's the church here.
Here's
right?
John. Here's the Presbyterian Church.
Yeah, John Street. Well, then that was it there. This was it here. The Fuller property. Mm-hmm. And then this is on the corner here was where McGanny.
Yeah.
And that's where the hotel was, Great Western Hotel. Was there.
Okay, all right. Well, that's all. 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 That's all